time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a high of 59 with a 100% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 47. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 31-year-old Salem resident John D. Atterbury was arrested Friday evening by Fairfield police on charges of battery, residential burglary, and robbery. Police reports indicate that just before 9, officers responded to Laurel Street to investigate the report of a theft. Upon arrival, police spoke with John Thompson, who said he awoke to Atterbury going through a woman's purse in his bedroom. Atterbury had reportedly been staying at the Thompson residence. Thompson then tried to stop Atterbury, who struck him, and then Thompson's 15-year-old son also tried to stop Atterbury, and he attempted to strike the juvenile as well. Eventually, Atterbury was able to leave the residence with prescription medication from the purse. Police located him a short while later and took him into custody. He was also found to have active failure-to-appear warrants for his arrest from Wayne County on a charge of possession of anhydrous ammonia in an unapproved container, and also from Edgar County on a charge of burglary and escape from a penal institution. Atterbury was lodged in the Wayne County Jail and held, with his bond set at $3,300 for the warrants. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
In other news, 18-year-old Sisney resident Brady M. Thomason was arrested on a Williamson County warrant early Saturday morning by Fairfield police. According to police reports, an officer on patrol saw Thomason driving a vehicle at about 1:07 and knew of the warrant for his arrest. Officers were also aware that Thomason had an expired license. After a traffic stop, a passenger was located in the vehicle that had been reported as a runaway. Police also detected the smell of burnt cannabis inside the vehicle. After arresting Thomason and securing the juvenile, officers found cannabis along with firearm ammunition and suspected counterfeit currency. Thomason was transported to the Wayne County Jail on a charge of possession of ammunition without a FOID card, and he was held pending the posting of $170 bond. The juvenile was released to a family member. 52-year-old Fairfield resident Kelvin D. Boyd was arrested by Fairfield police Friday afternoon on a charge of domestic battery. According to police reports, officers responded to a residence on Highland Avenue at 5 o'clock to the report of a domestic battery incident. Boyd is accused of striking his sister in the face and slamming a car door shut on her leg several times. After an investigation, he was arrested. Boyd was then transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 26-year-old Fairfield resident Garrett J. Joslin was arrested by county deputies Friday night on a charge of domestic battery. Joslin was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 30-year-old Flora resident Harry Z. Strange was arrested by Fairfield police Saturday night on a Clay County warrant for failure to appear in court on charges of fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, reckless driving, and driving with a revoked license. Officers reportedly stopped Strange on Elm Street for driving a vehicle showing an expired registration. He was taken into custody and transported to the Wayne County Jail, pending the posting of $395 bond. 18-year-old Grayville resident Eric M. Sadler was arrested Saturday at approximately 7:30 p.m. by Fairfield police on an Edwards County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of theft. Sadler was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $245 bond. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Anthony J. Simpson was arrested Saturday evening on a charge of domestic battery by Fairfield police. Simpson was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. No injuries were reported after a crash near Keene's Saturday morning at approximately 6:55. According to police reports, 56-year-old Fairfield resident Philip K. Bailey was traveling west on Highway 15 in a 1991 Ford F-150. He struck a 2004 Chevy Utility, driven by 62-year-old Mount Vernon resident Brenda J. Garrison, and Bailey fled the scene after the crash. After an investigation, county deputies located Bailey, who was then cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident, operating an uninsured motor vehicle, driving with a revoked license, and leaving the scene of an accident. A tow truck was called to the scene of the crash, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Two Fairfield men were uninjured after a two-car collision near Merriam early Wednesday afternoon. Police reports indicate 23-year-old Tanner G. Hazel, driving a 1998 Toyota Corolla, was crossing an elevated railroad track on a county road. As he was coming down the embankment, he sideswiped a 2005 Nissan Maxima, driven by 55-year-old Daryl E. Page. Both drivers reported they didn't see each other due to the embankment. No citations were issued after the crash, and a tow truck was called to the scene. The vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Judge Michael Valentine sentenced two people to prison in Edwards County Circuit Court on Friday. 39-year-old Afton, Tennessee resident Sandra M. Gonzalez was sentenced to a total of 6 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 2 years of mandatory supervision upon her release. She pleaded guilty to counts of fleeing and eluding a peace officer in a stolen vehicle, possession of a stolen vehicle, and burglary. The case was investigated by the Edwards County Sheriff's Department, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, and Illinois State Police. 56-year-old Crossville resident Larry E. Myers was sentenced to 4 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 2 years of mandatory supervision upon release. Myers pleaded guilty to a count of aggravated driving under the influence of alcohol. The case was investigated by the Edwards County Sheriff's Department. Students of history, and especially students of World War I, are invited to a special presentation tonight at the Groff Memorial Library in Grayville. The program, presented by Dr. James McLeod, a professor of history at the University of Evansville, will begin at 6 this evening. The program will commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I on November 11, 1918, 100 years ago this coming Sunday. Tomorrow is Election Day in Illinois, along with the national midterm elections. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com will begin election coverage by joining Fox News Talk Radio at 6 tomorrow evening. That live, wall-to-wall midterm coverage will continue until midnight. Starting in the 8 o'clock hour, WFIW News will give local and state returns 3 times an hour at 15, 30, and 45 minutes past the hour. Local and state updates will include Wayne and Edwards County races, the local state representative race, local congressional results, judge retention, and all of the statewide races, including the one for the governor's mansion. For the first time, we will stream live video of our election coverage on the station's YouTube channel, and we will also update WFIWradio.com and our Facebook and Twitter platforms throughout the night. Once again, live local, state, and national coverage will be featured on WFIW 104.9 FM in association with Fox News Talk Radio starting tomorrow at 6 p.m. With Halloween and high school football and volleyball behind us, the annual Veterans Day Parade is set for this Saturday, according to organizer Clifford Reaver.
Saturday morning from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, there'll be a breakfast for the veterans and their guests at the Catholic Church, followed at 1 o'clock by the flag raising at Freedom Park with Elizabeth Gonzalez in the National Anthem and with a concert after Elizabeth sings by the Roasted Chestnuts. At 2 o'clock, the parade will kick off on First Street, and lineup is from 1 o'clock on till the time of the parade. And afterwards, there will be a meal for all parade participants at the Elks Club in Fairfield.
There will also be 2 flatbed trailers provided for any veteran who wants to ride in the parade. Those trailers will be at the front of the procession. Reaver also says the event has always been very personal to him.
What I get out of it is just showing my respect to the veterans of Fairfield and Wayne County.
This is the 17th year that Fairfield has hosted the Veterans Parade. As programming continues to evolve on WFIW-FM, General Manager Mike Dreith has announced the addition of Jim Crowley Outdoors to the morning show. Starting tomorrow morning, Crowley will host a three-minute feature on the outdoors at 6:40 on weekdays.
My focus on this program is we bring the outdoors indoors. I've been in the outdoor industry for 25-plus years. I've been fishing and hunting almost my entire life. So my goal is to give your audience insight into a lot of the places or the experience that I've gained from traveling a bunch of places. But remember, I fished and hunted in Illinois a lot, and I still do every year. So with all the companies that I work with and the people that I've met and interviewed, my idea and my goal for your program, for the program we're going to be doing together, is to be able to bring that insight to your listeners, people from the outdoor industry, past experiences, and everything. In other words, give them the best of what I've experienced and hopefully pass it on to them.
Crowley is a resident of Hayworth, Illinois, and has been in the outdoors industry for 23 years. He often writes for Midwest Outdoors Magazine and is the host of HookAndHuntTV.com. Jim Crowley Outdoors is a feature offered by the RFD Radio Network in cooperation with WFIW. Illinois Farm Service Agency Executive Director William Graff has announced that the USDA will begin mailing ballots to eligible ag producers for the 2018 FSA County Committee elections today. The ballots must be returned to local FSA offices by December 3rd to ensure the vote will be counted. Nearly 7,700 FSA County Committee members will serve FSA offices across the nation. Each committee has 3 to 5 elected members who serve 3-year terms in office. 1/3 of county committee seats are up for election each year. Ballots for the committee will include the names of candidates running, and voters who did not receive one may pick one up at their local FSA office. Newly elected committee members will take office on January 1, 2019. For more information on the elections, or to find a local FSA office, visit farmers.gov. The latest Illinois school report card shows an increase in the number of students enrolling in college. Kim Howard has more.
The new report card includes several new metrics, such as chronic truancy, and a new system for determining school success. State School Superintendent Tony Smith says some of the data is really encouraging.
We're at about 75% of students who graduate within 12 months are enrolling in college, and that's up from just over 68% 4 years ago.
Smith says the report card also shows a record number of students are taking and passing advanced placement tests, but that there are still teacher staffing problems at many schools. Check out all the demographics, test scores, and more for your local schools online at IllinoisReportCard.com. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois' largest public pension system says the state needs to contribute 10% more to its fund next year. That's an increase of roughly $400 million over this year. The teachers' retirement system reportedly says the state needs to put more than $4.8 billion into the retirement fund for the budget year that begins July 1st. Illinois pension systems are more than $100 billion short of what's needed to pay promised benefits, due largely to years of lawmakers shorting or skipping payments. Lawmakers in the financially troubled state have talked about fixing the problem for years. Dick Ingram is the executive director of TRS, which covers teachers outside of Chicago. He says the system's investments have had a good year, but, quote, we cannot invest our way out of this problem. With cooler temperatures in the forecast, a spokesman from Ameren, Illinois, says now is the time for you to take a look at your energy habits and identify areas where you could potentially save. Those areas include using adequate insulation in the attic, ceilings, walls, floors, and crawl spaces, sealing air leaks with caulk, and using weather stripping around exterior doors and windows. In addition, installing a smart thermostat could help you save all year round. Ameren, Illinois spokesman Brian Brech says you can take advantage of a $100 rebate on the cost of these devices.
There are several different models of smart thermostats that you can use. You can go to AmerenIllinois.com to learn more about those. I have a coworker who recently installed one, and she can actually warm up her home, cool off her home, just simply by using an app on her phone.
Other tips include periodically replacing the air filters for heating systems, cleaning air vents regularly, and making sure drapes or furniture do not block any of the vents or returns. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Uniquely Rustic is ready to make your holiday bright. They have a wide selection of Melissa and Doug toys, and special orders placed this month will be available to pick up in time to place under the tree. They now carry Bibles and inspirational gifts. Come see them Sunday, November 18th during the holiday open house from noon to 5 for an extra dose of Christmas spirit. Watch for specials on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Shop early, shop often, shop local. Uniquely Rustique is grateful for your business.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, and Onedia. Crossbows by Raven, Mission, Parker, Barnett, 10 Point, Horton, and Excalibur. Guns, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mud boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
No time to pack a lunch? You don't have to. Jackie's Lunchbox, the former Ray's Doghouse, is open from Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 2 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 11 a.m. for breakfast only. They have daily $5 meals, all you FCHS students, and they deliver. Call 618-302-1215 to order, or visit them at 720 West Delaware. Jackie's Lunchbox. Never worry about packing a lunch again.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 54. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,366, up 95. NASDAQ is at 7,275, down 81. December crude oil is at $63.43. That is up 29 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WUFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 93-year-old former Fairfield resident Virginia Ruth Wilkerson died at 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Beachside Assisted Living in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida. She had worked for Wainwright Electric Cooperative. Virginia Wilkerson is survived by her daughter, Lisa Benincasa, of Satellite Beach, Florida, and four grandchildren. Funeral services for Virginia Wilkerson will be held at noon on Saturday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
Here is your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today there's a 100% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 59, and tonight's going to be cloudy with a low of 47. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 59 and a low of 40. And on Wednesday it's going to be sunny with a high of 53 and a low of 32. On Thursday it's supposed to be mostly cloudy with a high of 44 and a low of 30. And on Friday it's supposed to be partly cloudy with a high of 46 and a low of 20.